Okay, so here's my room. Looks nice, right? No one's gonna bother us here. Oh, let me just shut the door, 'cause, so we can focus better. There we go. By the way, thank you so much for coming over and deciding to help me with this stupid project. I swear, appreciate that so much. Thank you. Oh, yeah, the desk. But I thought we could just go on my bed. I mean, I only got one chair here, so I wouldn't really be able to sit down with you and stuff. No, it's fine. It's fine. Come here. Just put your bed back on the ground. Somewhere. Don't matter. You're good. You're good. Now, here. This is actually what we're gonna work on. As you can see, it's bad. I barely even started. Yeah, I don't really have a head for this. And my teacher knows that. She purposely gave this to me. I hate her. Yes, because I wasn't really paying attention in her class, so, I got a little beef with her and stuff. And she knows what I'm weak at, so she gave this to me out of all the other things I could do to pass the stupid class. Yeah. So if you could help me with that, it would be dope. But wait, first, I was thinking that maybe I should pay you for this first. I mean, it's not easy work, and I probably won't be able to help you with anything, so I don't know. Is there something I can do or, to make this more like an exchange and not a favor? Because I know you're a good guy and all, and I know you're gonna do it for me for free, but I don't really feel good with that. I think you deserve something. No? No ideas? Okay, how about I I'm sorry, this is gonna make me sound like a slut, but maybe I can give you a hand job or something. Yeah, a hand job. Jack you off with my hand. Wait, come on, I'm serious. I mean, that's really the least I can do, honestly. So, what do you say? Come on, why not? You don't think I'm hot? Okay, how about I maybe strip for you? Come on now. I know you want to see my body. I'll strip completely naked for you. And then you can jerk yourself off to me. Really? You don't want anything of this. All right then. I guess I'm just gonna have to deal with the feeling like shit now. Because I don't think you should do it and not get anything out of it. That's just not cool. Like, maybe you're just a little shy. Is that it? Listen, I know you're a nerd, so you probably don't get a lot of attention from the girls. And I can totally understand if you're nervous, or, I mean, even when I greeted you, you were all shaky and stuttering a little bit. I feel like you fought yourself to even appear at my doorstep. And that's fine. Trust me, I don't even mind that. So, you let me make you come. I promise. You won't regret it. It'll be an amazing experience for you. 'Cause I'm a really, really nice girl. And I can take it slow and stuff. And you can even close your eyes if you want to while I'm doing it. And no? Okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like I'm pressuring you or anything, but yeah, whatever. If you say no, then I guess. All right. Let's begin with this. This project, I mean. I guess. Huh? Oh, my bad. The book. Right. I forgot. Here. You can look up anything you need to. What? No, nothing's wrong. No, not at all. I just, something's on my mind right now. That's all. Okay, stop. Listen. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I don't really have a problem with this homework. I invited you over for something different, actually. You know, that hand drop offer. I didn't think of it at the spot. I planned it. I wanted to do it. Because, I don't know, I like you. And you're just super cute. I just want to get you off. I've never been with a nerd before, but you got something I like. I don't know what it is, but I want to be a slut for you for some reason. I know, right? Exactly. What the hell? Like, but yeah, so that's actually why I lied and said I need your help with this project. Just so I can have you here all to myself. Like, fuck the homework. I just want to jack you off. I thought it would go easy, but after you denied me. Anyway, so now you know that. Will you let me do it? I know. Listen, I know that you're inexperienced. I know that you're shy. But the thing is, you won't need to do anything. I will do all the work. You don't need to worry about anything. It'll be like masturbating, but instead it's going to be my hand. Yeah, you know what a hand job is. Okay, I know. I'm just saying though. No reason to say no. I promise it's going to be fun, and it's going to feel so good. Look, I even got lotion here. I'm already prepared. Why I want to do this? Well, I don't know. I love giving hand jobs. Especially now that I got more experience and skills. It's so hot to watch what my hands can do to a guy. You don't get it? That's cool. You don't need to understand. Let's just say it's a girl thing. It is what it is. So, why don't you pull that cock out for me, huh? Come on. I can tell you want it. Don't fight it. Oh, nobody will catch us. My parents never visit my room. And even if they do, it's on them. I'm an adult. I can do what I want. Please, show that cock to me, baby. Let me make you feel good. Like I said, you can close your eyes if you don't need to look at what I'm doing. If it's that big of a stress. And if you're scared, I'm gonna say something about your size. Trust me, I don't care. You can be the biggest or the smallest. I don't give a fuck about that. I've been with both, and to be honest, I don't even got a preference. I like all cocks. Pinky promise. I won't make a single comment. Yeah? Can I now? Can I pull your pants down? Oh, yes. Finally. Come here. Relax, don't worry. I swear I'm not the girl you think I am. I'm gonna show you. You're gonna love me after this. Okay, now your boxers too. I like them by the way. Good choice. There you go. Relax, baby. Relax. I'm just gonna grab this lotion. Rub it in my hands a little bit. Wow, so squishy. I never tried this one. It's nice. Oh, and I guess I'm gonna put some on your cock too. There. Is it cold? Don't worry. We're gonna warm it up. Really? Ready? How's that, huh? Isn't it so much better than the stupid homework? Yeah. What the book's talking about. This right here is the real science. You like how I'm squeezing it? Just slowly moving up and down with that strong, tight grip. And a little more. It's gonna start feeling like a tease, isn't it? Yeah, I bet this isn't how you do it, huh? Your boys always start so fast and just go crazy until you finish. It takes like a minute or even faster for y'all to bust a nut. That's not even fun. You probably barely even come. It has to be like the weakest orgasm ever. You gotta work it a little longer, you know? And tease it. Toy with it. Make a chance for that huge load to build up. That's really where the fun is. But you don't have the time, do you? No, you always study or play video games. Watch some streams, perhaps. Maybe even do the crypto BS that's got everybody obsessed lately. I swear, I'm totally not trying to go off by the stereotypes of a typical nerd these days. But, yeah, all of this. And where's the time for yourself, right? Luckily, there are bad girls like me running around who can take care of you for you. Well, kind of. Most of my friends and stuff are real bitches. They're nice to me because I'm into the same things as them and whatnot, but, you know, they got that, like I like to call it, the queen syndrome. Because, you know, we use that queen word so usefully, especially when it comes to the wannabe celebrities and shit. And they actually believe it too, which is the crazy part. You know, the type of girl that you can't say no to and she feels like she's above everybody? Even though she's just as much of a lowlife as some of the boys she calls lowlives. You know what I'm talking about. Those party girls that literally can only offer you her pussy. The highlight of her whole story. I bet she thought I was that kind of girl, huh? Yeah. I know you don't need to say it. Let's see. It's all about getting to know the person first, before you judge. Ever heard of the Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover? I learned that a long, long time ago. Hold on. Let me take some more of that lotion. There. And now. Oh yeah, baby. I sped up too. I can tell how much of a tease I was all this time while we talked. But it did it on purpose. I bet it feels so good to feel my hand get a little busier now, huh? That aching cock finally getting some more proper action. That's right. I know. It feels amazing, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, lean your head back for me. I want to see all those sexy reactions. This is what I'm talking about. Just love to watch what I can do to a guy. With just my hand. There's something so hot about it. It feels so powerful. You can't even help but pant a little bit and let out those shy little moans. Should I go faster? Yeah? Should I just give it to you? Did I tease you long enough? Let's see. I hope you don't pop instantly, though. Okay, I got some more lotion again, and now... Oh yeah, that's it. Let me work that cock. Let me work that cock for your baby. Moan for me. Let me hear how good it feels. Fuck, sexy. You're so sexy, baby.
Getting closer, aren't you? Any horn, just a little longer. Come on, just a little longer, just a bit. Oh yeah, you can't hold it anymore. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, baby. Shoot everything out. Come for me. Come over my hands. Make a big mess. Give me that huge white load. Explode for me. Bust a nut over this little slut. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it. Do it, baby. Do it. Come. Come near me. Oh, come over. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. That's a good boy. That's a very good boy, nerd. Wow, look at that mess. So much everywhere. And you're still coming. You can see your muscles flinching. Here, I keep stroking. Yeah. Get it all out, baby. Get it all out for me. That's it. Every last drop. Oh shit. Are you sensitive now? My bad. I'll stop. God. That was an intense one for you, wasn't it? I can tell this is probably your biggest orgasm ever. See? I told you. It's all about letting that cum build up. And then it feels so much better. You're welcome, baby. It was all my pleasure, to be honest. I wanted to do this since, like, forever. Huh? Oh, the homework? Not really. I don't need your help with that, but... I mean, if you want to help me anyway, then... Yeah? You sure? Nah, you're hoping for a second round, aren't you? Okay, if you say so. Pull your pants back on, then. I'm gonna have to clean this up first. I like getting a little dirty, but my books, not so much. Wait for me here, alright? I'm gonna get some tissues. Apparently, I don't have them here. I'll be right back.